Now, last week at the two-day job and skills summit in Canberra, it was decided and announced on Friday an extra 35,000 immigrants and thousands of aged pensioners will be used to help deal with worker shortages as the federal government aims to overhaul the nation's migration program. In reference to the pensioner side of things, well, I don't know. Is it good news? Is it bad news? Is it sort of a mixed bag? The government is going to try to encourage people on the aged pension back into the workforce, increasing by $4,000 the amount they can earn before having their pension reduced. It takes to almost $12,000 a year what an aged pension recipient can earn without losing part of their annual payment of $26,700. Changes will also be made to ensure they retain access to the pension concession card for 2 years if they exceed their income limit. We've spoken to this lovely gentleman before. I'm pleased to welcome him to the program this afternoon, Ian Henschke. Ian is the Chief Advocate for National Seniors Australia. Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Brett. And I'm talking to you from the Senate wing of Parliament House today, where I'm lobbying senators and asking them if they can go that little bit further than the $4,000 that was announced last Friday. The $4,000 is addition to the $7,800 you can earn under the pension work bonus scheme. But look, what we really want is an opt-in scheme giving an exemption from the income test for anyone that wants to go out and work, and then just simply getting them to pay income tax. And I think that's a simpler system where you would just pay, for example, 32.5 cents in the dollar, then you just go out and work. The government would get the tax, the pensioner would get the money, the businesses would get the jobs, it'd be easy. You don't have to muck around with Centrelink, you just get on with your life.
So what happens to those people that, if this is agreed to, what would happen to those people that are earning a pension? Nothing? The pension just stays as it is?
Yeah. Right. I mean, the pension at the moment has actually gone up as of today.
It has, yeah.
An announcement saying, I think it's on September 20th, it'll go up by about $20 a week. But look, that's just coping with the inflationary pressures that have actually happened over the last 6 months. So the pension gets adjusted twice a year, March and September on the 20th of each month. And we're suggesting that the government should do it 4 times a year when CPI is announced. So it would be better to do that when you've got runaway inflation. But that's a separate issue. The issue about people wanting to work is the thing that we're talking about here, because we've got 500,000 job vacancies in Australia, and we know that at the moment only about 76,000 pensioners work. And one of the reasons for that is they don't like dealing with Centrelink. They just don't like it. I mean, the sort of things that they say to us is that they feel like they're being audited every fortnight once they get above that allowable amount. And we did a survey earlier this year, and 20% of pensioners said that they would consider it now or in the future going back to work. And when we asked them why, 60% said they needed the money. Right. So you've got a lot of people that are actually wanting to work. And then I think you'll find that the employers themselves will say, look, I do need the workers. And I think it'll break down a lot of ageism too if we get more people back into the workforce, older people. And look, there are lots of people already there, and they would work more. And some of the things they said was they'd like to earn more money, they'd like to stay active, they like contributing to society, they like having fun, they like socialising, they like doing something meaningful, they want to fill shortages. They even said in some cases they'd like to help out the farmers and people. So, you know, these are older Australians are no different from the rest of society. They actually want to be part of the community. And once you get to 66 and a half, it doesn't mean you suddenly have had a use-by date on you. It might, you can still do things.
So what you're saying is, what you're lobbying for, and as you said, you're in Parliament House today lobbying senators for this, if you're on a pension, you still maintain that pension, that level of pension. If you go back to work, you can work five days a week, you can work 6 days a week if you want to, and it will not affect your pension by a dollar. You will pay tax.
You pay tax. No, it would affect your pension by a dollar. What we're suggesting that happens is that you would you'd be subject to a 32.5% withholding tax. In other words, during the year, your pension would be taxed at 32.5 cents, and then you would work out what your income tax was at the end of the year. You might even get a tax return. But you're basically saying to those people who want to work, we're going to tax you at 32.5 cents on your pension if you go back to work. And you work, like, it's a simpler system. It's more akin to the New Zealand system. And I keep saying to people, if you actually have a look at New Zealand, 25% of the pensioners over there work. Here, we've got 3%. Why? Because in New Zealand, you get a pension, you go to work, you pay tax. Here, you get a pension, you go to work, you get a bonus, and then you get a penalty. So we have a pension work bonus, then a penalty system. It's confusing. It's complicated.
It is, yeah.
It's convoluted. And you know what they've done? They've made it the pension work bonus and pension work penalty system. And all people see is the penalty side of it, and then they don't work. You've got to change the system. And also, Brent, the thing that you've got to remember is that I go back to that 500,000 jobs. Waiting an extra 10 minutes for a cup of coffee is a bit inconvenient. But if you're in an aged care home and you can't get a carer to come and look after you, and you've fallen over or something like that's happened, then that's a life and death issue. And so we need workers, particularly in aged care, particularly in childcare, particularly in healthcare, and we should not be holding back on those people in any way, shape or form.
You said you're in Canberra lobbying senators. What's the reaction from the senators?
Well, it's very interesting because Senator Dean Smith has put forward a bill, and he's put a bill today before the Parliament, and that is to double and leave it in permanently. 2 years as well. It was a doubling of the pension work bonus. So this thing that came in on Friday, which is $4,000 from December through to June, is effectively the same thing. But we don't know where it's going to go beyond June. So he's got one before the Senate today. It's called a private senator's bill put forward by Dean Smith. And he wants to double the pension work bonus and effectively leave that thing that was in there before. You don't lose your place in the queue as a pensioner. You keep your concession card. You know, you actually keep your pension status, if you like, while you work for 2 years. So that's the one that was being put forward by Mr. Dutton, I think, just after he became leader.
Right.
Look, I still think there's a problem with that because it's still got a handbrake on the system, because once you get to that $15,000, $16,000 mark, you then are being penalised again. You need a simple system where you don't have this penalty built in it. And what we're saying is that those that fall under the income test should be allowed to do this, particularly those that are in the health and social assistance sector. You know, the people that work in healthcare, aged care, childcare. But look, there are other desperate areas of shortages as well. I was speaking to someone the other day who said they can't find enough bus drivers. There's a farmer in Western Australia who says he won't be putting a crop in this year because he can't get any truck drivers to take his harvest to their silo.
It's terrible, isn't it? I mean, I saw a truck delivers gas to our property, to one of our businesses, and they're so desperate for drivers to drive their trucks. I mean, they're happy to take almost anybody that can drive a truck. Yeah.
Now, say someone did that one day a week. They get their $150 for that day's work. When they come back the next day, they lose 50 cents in the dollar and they pay a 19 cents tax. So they're losing two-thirds of their money the next day. So you reward them one day with no pension penalty, and then you hit them with two-thirds of their money disappears the second day. You're not going to get people to work under a crazy system like that. Now, when I used the word crazy, that was actually the words of the former Minister for Small Business in the previous government, in the Liberal government, and his name's Craig Laundy, and his family own a chain of hotels across New South Wales. And he actually called it a crazy system. And it's interesting that he wants it changed because apparently there are 100,000 vacancies in hospitality across Australia. So you can imagine what's happening with the hotels. I was staying in a hotel here in Canberra the other day last week when I came up for another trip. And they told me, you better order quickly because the kitchen is shutting soon and the bar will be closing at 9. And this is the capital of Australia. And I said, why is it like this? And they said, well, you're lucky you've even got enough staff to give you a schnitzel.
Gosh, that's how bad it is. Were you surprised at the announcement on Friday? Firstly, were you surprised there was an announcement on Friday? And then were you surprised by what was said in the announcement?
Look, I was really pleased that there was an announcement on Friday, and it's like a lot of things. You sit there and you wait and you wait and you wait and you think, well, are they actually going to do anything? And I think the announcement was actually a good one in the sense that it sent a signal to people to say, look, we do want you to come back in the workforce. We will give you some more money if you do. But it's still that bonus penalty system. And look, they're a new government. They've only just come into power effectively. I think it's been the first 100 days, they said last week. I think they are listening. I think they've got lots of problems ahead of them because, you know, this country needs 500,000 workers, as I said, and you're not going to fix that with 35,000 increase in immigration. And the other thing is that Alan Kohler the other day, the economist, said that when you bring immigrants in, they also they need houses and they buy things and all the rest of it, so it pushes up demand. The beautiful thing about the pensioner is most of them have already got their own house, about 80%, and they've got their own, you know, their own things already, so it's not like they're going to push up demand. What they'll do is they'll get that extra money, they'll probably spend it off.
Exactly, they will. Absolutely. Ian, I've got to go to the news. It's always a delight to chat with you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon. We'll speak again.
Thank you very much. And remember, go to our pension website and sign our petition. Let pensioners work.